Standing on a small rock within the swirling waters is a bodhisattva, a Buddhist enlightened being who chooses to postpone nirvana in order to help other earthly beings attain enlightenment. This one is known in China as Guanyin, but in Japanese Zen Buddhism, he's Kannon. Professor Mieko Murase explains.
Savior of all sentient beings, that's Kannon. Not only humans, but all sentient beings. Because the Kannon is a very benevolent deity, that's why smiling. And then look down on the worshippers who are kneeling in front of them.
In this 15th century image, Kannon looks more female than male. He's often depicted this way because kindness and benevolence are considered feminine qualities. His gently blowing robe lends a soft sculptural curve to the figure.
At this time, the artist who learned how to paint monochrome style from Chinese painting were all Zen monks. And in fact, Zen monks were encouraged to paint as part of their Zen practice. Painting or writing calligraphy were regarded as part of Zen practice and aid in meditation.